Hey, everybody, it's Theo Von here, and I got a question. When it comes to soda, are you really picking a zero-sugar cola that you actually prefer, or are you just settling for what you've always had? That's the question. And I'll say this, when it comes to taste, I find that nothing beats Pepsi Zero Sugar. But you don't just have to take my word for it. That would be ridiculous. Pepsi has been doing blind taste tests for years. No labels, no brand names, just taste. And last year, they brought back the Pepsi Challenge, and the results were clear. 66% of people agreed and said that Pepsi Zero Sugar tastes better than Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. In fact, Pepsi Zero Sugar won in every market they tested. So if you're grabbing a zero sugar soda, go with the one people keep choosing when taste is the only thing that matters. Go out and try Pepsi Zero Sugar today. Let your taste decide.
Nah, you'll love Team With Ant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure you will.
Look at him. You'll love Team With Ant. He's like booked it now.
Yeah,
yeah, it's gonna be sick.
So, no, I haven't booked anything. I think you'll get had absolutely horrendously the first couple.
I think realistically, if I wanted to play, I could text Seth like a really long text and be like, "All right, I'm about to shit." You know, like no.
I think the first week you're getting trick shots. I'm just gonna be watching your gameplay. Like, I'm like, listen, not trust. Do the shit every time.
You probably could do that, and I'd probably say yes.
Welcome to episode number 75 of the Optic Podcast.
We have the Funky Bunch. How do you say it? What's your intro? You had a really, really good
intro.
This is
such a trolley.
Seth, the Funky Bunch.
This might be the troll. I just realized. I'm like, Matt. I was like, no, dude. We're not doing
what? Two fucking.
This is a trolley. This is going to be trolley.
Two incredibly talented SMGs and two legendary ARs.
I mean, you're not wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
I just threw myself in the map. Like, you're not wrong.
Legendary.
Damn,
kinda, I'll take that.
That kind of was weird.
I was like, shit.
It was like a perfect spunk.
Yeah, it was. Are you guys ready to go, or are you guys still flirting over there? Jesus Christ.
Are you guys flirting over there?
Yeah, look, we are talented SMGs, like I said. So you guys finished top four. You guys played with a sub.
Somehow
finished. Yeah. I mean, I think again, let's start from the beginning. Obviously, like we need to figure out what's up with Illy, right? Like every single time that Illy plays, he plays for a couple of hours, and then within those 3 hours, like the thumb starts bothering him again.
It's not an ideal situation.
Not ideal at all.
It's not. It's not ideal.
Well, tell us why.
You guys played with him?
You sound like you have something more to add. Like you're 27 and you're playing musical chairs.
I'm playing musical chairs at 27. I mean, I didn't think it could get much worse. You know, I mean, I'm doing everything I can out there. You know, I'm getting tired, man.
This could be his last year.
I'm getting tired and shit.
You know?
Man.
Yeah.
Like you. I was going hard this weekend. Like, yeah. Dude. It was so different playing with Jordan just because, like, he's naturally not Ender's role.
Mm-hmm. He's not Ender at all.
Where people, like, fail to realize is that, like, Jordan and Brandon are both main ARs. So, like, for me and Ant, the pacing was so weird this weekend.
Yeah, I felt so bad for Ant and Seth because,
like, it was so weird.
I mean, at least in Respawn and S&D, we can kind of make it work because, I mean, we have, like, good strats.
That's why I feel like
what were you saying?
I was just saying, because with Jordan, like the pacing felt incredibly, like, I felt, like, Ant and Seth were getting baited.
Well,
it was so bad.
Well, RS&D was really good with Jordan because S&D, like, it doesn't
just,
really.
Yeah, we just tell them where to go.
Okay, disclaimer, okay, because I know people are going to fucking put you. Jordan did an incredible job.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So shout out to Jordan. Thank you. Right. We're just talking about deeper in-game stuff that I as a spectator, y'all as non-pros and spectators also don't get this part. So we're getting the insight as to like what really gets thought of at the top 1% of the 1%.
Yeah. So listen up.
So we went a collective 1-5 in respawns in the bracket. So that means, like I said in our post-game interview against FaZe, I was like, our respawn is kind of shit, like, just because of natural pacing issues, and we're going to have to, like, rely on our search to get us through. So, going to the Thieves series, we don't win a single respawn, which we got one against FaZe somehow, but we don't win a single respawn against Thieves, and, you know, that's how it looks, but we 6-1 them in the search.
Yeah.
So it's like.
So if you got to game five, you think
Jordan, like, I respect Jordan because he tried to, like, mold his gameplay to fit our system.
Yeah, it's a hard situation.
But at the end of the day, like, he's so used to playing the game a certain way that he's not going to be able to switch it in a matter of 2 days of scrimming, which is what we had. So we scrimmed one day with Jordan before the event because Ender didn't play.
Yeah.
But then Ender was like, okay, I feel better. I'm going to play. So then we practiced the first day at the event with Ender and then played our first match. And then second match against Florida, We didn't even get a scrim.
You just had to hop into that?
Yeah, we just jumped into it.
Yeah, that's...
We literally just jumped into it with Jordan.
Is that 3-0?
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't close.
Yeah. And then we got the scrim before Minnesota, and we looked a little bit better, and then we got the scrim the next day, again, before FaZe, and then, you know, we... But unfortunately, I just don't think we had enough time.
Yeah.
Yeah, what were you saying when you just stood up and talked shit to Minnesota?
Dude, I was just blacked out. I remember thinking, like, one, I think I started talking shit out of pure boredom. I remember I was like, I mean, like, why not? Let's spice it up a little bit. You know what I mean? And then I got up. I'm 9-21, getting tucked. And then as soon as they,
I started 1-11 on that map, too.
The reason I started talking shit, though, is because after they went up 2-0, Cole did some, like, fucking am shit. Yeah, he got up and starts, like, shit talking. I'm like, wait, they didn't even win the map yet. I'm like, they're going to, that's Loki a fuck up right there. So we went up to him. No, yeah, when they went up 2-0.
Such okay.
And I heard, I'm like, what the fuck? Now he fucked. Up and
he was too used to challenges.
Then we went three straight. I still got shit up, but I'm like, no one else is gonna get up on our team and start talking shit.
Yeah.
So I was like, I felt like I had to do it.
I wish Jordan would have.
Yeah. Imagine Jordan just gets up. Jordan just gets up.
Just
drunk.
Looks at him.
Just doesn't say
the
a word.
Fuck down.
So I got up. I was like, you guys are fucking terrible. And I'm like, holy shit, why did I just do that? I just got literally tucked. And as I sat down and said that, Ant started crying. He's like, bro, 19k. Everyone's got like 35 plus. I'm like 19. I'm like, oh, I didn't do anything as bad.
Because at that point, we were like we weren't trolling, but like we were just trying to have fun above anything else. Like, if we're going to lose with the sub, like at least I'm going out having fucking fun. Like, that was probably the most fun I've had in a series in a minute.
Yeah, because
like, there was like no pressure on us.
The entire time
we're
laughing.
We come back 0-2 on the mid control. Like,
it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, we're like, what the fuck? And then we beat them in the final respawn. It was just a fun series because like we had nothing to lose.
Major Maniac just got dropped from there, right? And he's the one that says never chalked.
I mean, it's Major. Is he on the market?
I'm telling you right now, you guys don't beat that roster with Major.
We don't.
I'm telling you that right now.
Major is so good.
Major's too typical.
Yes, he ices up.
You do not. He does not.
He's like, all good. Chalk that last map. I didn't even want to win that.
He's a 2-0. He's like, I don't give a fuck. I want 3-0 this shit.
Yeah.
No rounds lost.
He tells Colt, sit the fuck down. Yeah, what? This shit.
He's the one. Wait, Colt's the one that replaced Major, right?
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, you guys don't beat them with Major.
I don't think so either.
Nah, you don't.
No, he's too fucking typical.
I think
he's too goddamn icy, Mike.
I think they win that with Major.
Can't teach things that he brings, I'm not going to lie.
You don't.
Until you realize that, then...
You don't realize what you have.
Brian Saints. Keep seeing his little Twitter videos. I want to open up Twitter and see him put out a video that says, just so everyone knows, Major's back. He's so fucking typical. I love this guy. He's our roster. He's the captain. That's what I want to fucking see from the
Minnesota. I'm building around Mike.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm going to say that.
Coaches don't often say this, but I did. I fucked up.
Yeah.
He's back. Yeah. I'm going to rectify my wrongs. I don't know. As a spectator.
They need to give him the keys.
Who doesn't operate at the top 1%. I don't know what they're thinking up there, right? So it's for me, like... I don't know. What I've heard my entire time, like, that I spent 10 years among some of the best, most talented competitors in esports is that anybody can shoot straight.
Oh,
it is the intangibles.
That's actually something to bring up, which Matt Craig failed to put on the topics.
Oh, God damn it, Matt.
Apparently, in this Call of Duty, accuracy is 28%. The closest to it, I think, was 24% in past CODs. So that just goes to show that dynamic is saving careers,
I'm
quite literally.
I'm happy to bring this up because, as you know, one of the top five people of that time. It seems like it's pretty easy to shoot nowadays.
I was on standard last year. If I was on dynamic last year, the whole year.
Too. Like, there's 10 attachments, dynamic. There's like my grandma could fucking run me off.
There's 20 attachments per gun and dynamic aim holding your hand.
Dude, it literally like
obviously
you could,
you're gonna be okay. Yeah. You know, like holy shit.
It's actually kind of cringe.
It's so cringe. But I don't know.
Yeah.
It seems like a good game.
To each their own, right?
Yeah, to each their own. I mean, people lie. Numbers don't. Yeah. You know, they're there. Numbers don't.
You know, earlier today I said, it might be his last year, pointing at him at the beginning of this podcast, just to see what titles came out of that in the future from other people.
Oh, shit.
I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah, say it.
No, I'm not going to say anything else on the topic.
Ooh, that means that he is. Write it up.
Now they can assume.
Make a video. Nah, make some cash.
I don't want to get fined, bro.
Assumptions.
Make some cash.
I don't want to get fined.
Why would we get fined?
I fucking love fine. Vanguard.
I know, but what?
Oh my God.
Yo,
I just got a glimpse into how tied down he is.
I love it.
He's like, yeah, I could be retiring, but I love Vanguard.
I just can't because me. I love it. Yo, because I don't know. What do players get fined for swearing? Because Crim's been going fucking off.
On Mars.
Didn't he call someone Dickface?
Yeah.
Crim's been
nameless
Dickface.
Nameless a Dickface.
He's been going
and even that won't get an ant to break his fucking mold.
No.
Dude, Nameless, if you're watching this, I miss the old you.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Damn, shots fired.
He threw on a suit one day and never came back. Yeah. I was like, all right, see you later, Ant. I live with the guy.
What the hell?
And one day he came in the TS. He's like, just so we're clear, you guys are all immature.
Oh. He's not like that.
And he never came back. I was like, all right. So he was serious. Okay, bet.
Yo, he's pissed. That just pissed him off.
Hey, man, I'm pissed at him.
Anyway, so do people get fined? Because he nah, said dick face. So. He said
dick face.
He looked at Rambo and said, fuck you, Rambo, for dropping him, apparently. He said, I want Seth. I want to tear him to shreds.
He said something on stage.
He said something Mars related.
He played us.
He said what Mars?
Or no, he said something on stage before we played Thieves, and I don't even fucking remember what he said. Some dumb shit. What he said? You remember what he said?
He's not all there. I don't know. Like, he's in another dimension. I'm not gonna lie. Multiverse. Maybe Doctor Strange came out. He watched it.
As I'm like setting up against thieves, I'm like, I hope we get a fucking respawn. Like,
yeah. Just give me one respawn.
Hey, what do you say?
Huh?
What do you say? What did Krim say?
Seth,
I want you.
I don't remember what he said. It wasn't like directed at anyone.
Listen, no. Hey, he won. Congratulations.
Congrats.
I think that every single pro, before going into tournaments like the Pro-Am, tournaments like whatever, they should all be like, does this count? And the answer should be unanimous as of yes or no, it counts. This one I thought counted because all the teams were there, this amateur teams, it was super.
The event counts, but like, fuck.
Who cares, dude?
Yeah, it counts.
Yeah.
Guy's got 50 chips. Yeah. Like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
But it counts. It does count.
It does count. I agree.
It counts.
Congratulations.
With stipulations.
Okay. There's an asterisk?
There's not an asterisk, but there's stipulations.
There's stipulations.
There's context behind it. Dr. Disrespect teases WWE.
He does. That's a good segue. Dr. Disrespect teases WWE debut, fan-made intro, and essentially, like, is he? I think, would he fit there? He's too tall.
In the WWE?
In the WWE. Like, what would his finishing move be? Right, you know the Stone Cold Stunner.
He puts his glasses on the guy,
and it calls himself the two times.
Still, he has two pairs on.
Oh,
the two times. He gives them one. Yeah. He's just like, now you're part of the club, and then like it ends.
Like he's like making another Smith agent from Matrix.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a clone,
bro. Yeah, imagine like the music that he comes out of, right? Like it'd be
his Gillette song, probably.
Nah, it should be like retro, and it should be like. Like the doc, and it's like you know, like synthy.
Yeah.
That would
synthesized.
Yeah.
Wait, is he actually doing that? Like,
No. It was just like a fan made it, which is super dope, man.
Like, it's weird that Matt hasn't played the video yet. He's just leaving us up to like whatever.
Yeah,
Matt's on Mars right now.
Matt's also
actually
so
checked right now for some reason.
So this is what I don't get. Like, how did they?
Yeah, he's so checked.
Oh, I guess you can customize it.
They probably did it in the game.
They customized it in game.
Actually, there's no way.
And then they added this.
I don't know how they did this.
Oh my god! This
would be so sick, though.
I just lost four. I've never seen this.
I actually never seen this either.
I'm gonna be honest. He looks short. He looks short on camera.
He does look too short on this.
Yeah.
Looks like he's like 6'1".
Yeah, he's mad big.
He's like 6'6".
He's a tall dude.
He's like 6'8".
Shout out MG21 TV gaming videos.
His fit's like a 9 out of 10.
I mean,
though.
It goes hard.
His fit.
His fit actually does go hard as fuck.
It's so hard. And it's so cool that he's
black and red.
Yeah, it is. With the glasses,
look at him.
The stash, and the
mullet. He is just going out of his way to be the freshest. I don't know about those Google glasses. Yo, his finishing move would be so sick.
Like, imagine he jumps on the top row, right? And he like gets the guy by the neck, but mid air he puts the glasses on him before he like knocks him out.
Mm-hmm.
The last thing you see is like his vision.
All right, Maddie, we're good. We get it. This guy's a superstar.
That's sick, though.
Wait, this guy's actually diffy.
Oh, Paige is back.
Paige is back with your coffee, man. Shout out Paige.
Shout out Paige.
Dude, I drank this and I'm so cracked.
Right? Guys, know this. Okay, Paige was sent to Starbucks by Matt.
She loves Starbucks. She said it's her favorite place in the world. I blessed her. I was like, hey, you should go to your favorite place in the world.
You should go to your favorite place.
I don't know. Also, she surprised me.
Did you get him white mocha? You didn't get him white mocha. Oh,
what is it?
I don't know.
That's a shame.
That looks like a cold.
Why does she look like she's spitting it? She's like, drink it.
No.
Yeah, just because your stance.
Cold brew, that shit.
It's fine. It's not great. It's fine.
Oh, shit.
All right, so I mean, I guess, again, congrats to Krim, congrats to Dr. D for that, whatever.
Congrats on the win, man.
Yeah, congrats. For real. Yeah, let's not be haters now. Let's not be haters now. You know what I mean?
Seth, why are you laughing? Haters now?
What? I'm not fucking hating, man.
We're past that bullet point.
We're trolling.
What?
We're past that bullet point.
He brought it up. He said congrats.
Yeah, he said congrats.
Yeah, said congrats.
Congrats.
I'm gonna add, you know, the little jab, but congrats. Like, he still won.
He did. It's like,
who gives a fuck what I say? Like, yeah.
It's like when Summer Heights High. He's like, sorry, Ben, and then he punches.
Sorry, Ben. Gives him a dead leg.
Yo. Sorry. Oh my God. It's like, you know, because you're redheaded like Ben.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, Summer High.
Nope. No idea.
No.
Nope.
With what's his name? Tonga. What's his name?
I don't know what his name is.
Oh my God.
Not a very
Jonah Takalua from Tonga.
Yeah. Okay. That's pretty.
All right. Elon Musk says Mr. Beast can have Twitter if he mysteriously dies.
What's up with Elon Musk's tweet? Why is he saying that shit?
I don't know.
That's not real.
I don't know. It's kind of like
conspiracy theory-ish.
It is. If I die
under mysterious circumstances, it's been nice knowing you.
That's some like he knows they're coming for him.
That's exactly
shit.
What that is.
Like, that's
what that is. Exactly
and
what that
and
is.
He's publicizing it through.
He's like, just in case I get murdered, look into it.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not some weird shit.
No. It's, it wasn't just a mysterious
he's
plane
like,
crash.
Just now, yeah.
He's yeah. Like, yeah. See, and if that is horrifying. See,
it's horrifying.
I don't know if the okay from him to Mr. Beast was a sarcastic okay. Like, okay, you think I'm kidding?
It definitely was. It definitely was.
Right?
No, he's not giving
it. Do you think he was like, okay? Or was it like, okay.
$45 billion. He paid $45 billion for that.
Okay. Well, obviously he's not. He was just like, I don't know if he was trying to sort of like interact with it to like make it like even more stamped that this is something that I am thinking is going to happen to
me.
Yeah,
right.
And he's telling Mr. Beast like, okay, like you think that I'm kidding, but I'm not. Or okay, you can have it, which obviously, like, obviously doesn't.
By the way,
matter.
Mr. Beast, what a tank!
What a tank!
What a tank!
How many channels? Well, bro, this guy insane. But I mean, you got to think about it, right? Like, a lot of people don't want Elon Musk to own this thing privately. And if you go to Hutch's Twitter, like, you can see a whole bunch of scenarios in which he outlines why it would be a bad thing.
If Elon Musk died?
Yeah.
I believe that.
Oh, well, I mean,
I think it'd be horrible if he died.
No, if Elon Musk
the thing we were talking about, Elon Musk is trying to save humanity, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bro, he's we talked about this. Like,
he's on a mission to save humanity.
Wait, and it's kind of insane. Like, the more I think about it.
He's living a movie
right
now.
Wait, have you guys seen the new movie with, what's his
Doctor
face?
Strange?
No. With Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. What's their last name? Sprouse. With Zack.
He just tried to make
Cody or, well, I don't fucking know which one.
I didn't watch that fucking stupid show. I was watching Kim Possible.
We watched Elon Musk's Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
That's what we're going to do. Well, no, because it's a movie. It's like a rom-com and they go to Mars.
So why do you think that we saw it?
Because
are you talking about the Space Between Us?
Bro, we need Elon, bro.
No,
humanity.
That movie was really good.
What about
The Space Between Us? That's the movie with Kelsey Grammer.
I don't know names like that. Good flick.
It was great.
So what was the name of the flick?
It's the old guy, the music guy. With the hair, Space Between Us.
What is Space Between Us is the name of the movie?
No. Moonshot.
It's another rom-com,
Moonshot's that one, but Space Between Us is also a very good movie.
Yeah. But Moonshot is good? I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I liked it. But
did you buy it or rent it?
It's on
Netflix?
It's on something. It's on HBO.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you're right. Actually, I did see it last night.
I just finished watching Winning Time.
I saw that last night.
Yeah, it's got
it.
Good movie.
I just finished watching Winning Time, which is the rise of the Lakers. So the Magic Johnson coming into the league as a rookie, and every like him and Larry Bird coming in
on?
As a rookie. An HBO Plus. It's fucking incredible.
Probably like that.
Incredible.
Like the documentary with
the Lakers.
Yeah,
or?
it's like the Lakers were the first to introduce cheerleaders. The first one
really?
they were the first one to introduce courtside tickets in which. Celebrities, both movie and music, would sit all the way in the front. They started it. That's a good thing to start. You got to think about like the culture of the NBA, and obviously like there's you know throughout the history has had its dark moments, but I think that the culture within the NBA, like courtside tickets, is like a thing. You know what I'm saying? Like the athletes, they're dating superstars. The athletes, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like a whole thing.
Yeah. It's a whole lifestyle.
It's like an incredibly awesome entertainment platform. Which is sick.
It's like, look, it's like tip us for like who's at our game, and then also like tip us for being invited to the game.
Yeah,
like it's like a two way street.
It's like a two way tip. Like,
yeah, it's a two way tip.
Courtside was the most insane experience I've ever had at a sporting event. Not close.
Yeah,
it was so lit. What? Oh my God.
So Liv, Jude, and I just went to the latest playoff game that happened here on Sunday, and we sat like not nosebleeds, but like right underneath the second tier of suites. It was a good view. It was a good experience.
Oh yeah, I mean, if you're on the first like fishbowl, you're good.
I wasn't. I was on the second one. I'm sorry. I was on the second one. So it's courtside. The first set suites. That's where we were on top of the main on top of the first suite.
I see what you're saying.
It was a really good viewing experience.
On the way up.
Yeah. I was actually like 50% of the way up. Yeah. 50% of the way up. It was a good experience. It didn't get ruined. But yeah, I mean, there's nothing.
No Mavs. Mavs 2-2.
Yeah.
If they steal one in Phoenix.
Imagine a Warriors Mavs. Listen, if it's a Warriors Mavs Western Conference Finals, we got to go. I got to see Steph West. To go to the NBA Finals?
That'd be sick.
I'm there. Oh, yo.
That'd be sick.
Yeah,
so you have to remember, you're also his curse.
Shout out my man Preston.
Have you ever told the story?
Why'd you just put
this
out?
Have you told the story?
Nah, no. We actually don't have
you
to know.
You should tell the story.
Tell the story.
It's good.
Okay, well, me and Paige went to a game, like right behind their bench. He had his worst game of his career.
Don't.
He's selling it down, too.
No, don't tell it.
Tell the story?
It's not that big a deal. It's not that big a deal. It's really not.
No, tell it.
I'm probably going to a game. You know what I mean? You're putting this out in the air.
Tell the story.
I can't have this thought.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Can't say that.
I can't be the only one on the planet that knows. Okay? Because it's like if you go 2-for-2 and like you make him have another bad game, then it's like hold on a second.
Dude, the game one.
Are you saying that every single time that you've gone to go see him, he's had the worst?
He went one time. He was gassing up to me. He's like, "Yo, Steph's the best shooter of all time." I'm like, I know.
Okay. Well, the guy goes
and he's like, he comes back. He's all sad. He's like, he went 5-for-24.
Imagine Steph sees this. Steph sees this. He sees you at the game. He's like, holy fuck.
He locks eyes with me for like 2 seconds. He's like, dude, this kid's here again.
I'm like, no, I'm not here. I'm really not. I'm putting it up.
No shot.
I bet you had that power.
It's not worth it.
It's one eye lock where you're like, Steph.
I'm like, Steph, no.
I'm like, no, this wasn't worth it. I knew it wasn't.
Yeah, so we never talked about that experience. Did we talk about that experience? First row? Like you guys on the podcast. Did we talk about the podcast?
Yeah, we talked about that before.
We did?
Yeah, podcast. You're good. Let's just move on.
You're good. Let's just move on. Anyway, so again, you know, the experience from watching it that close is awesome, but at the same time, like I don't think it'll ruin like the rest of it. Like if we had a suite and it was all like 15, 19 of us, like I think we still have like a really solid time.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Of course. I mean, it doesn't matter like where you're sitting. I mean,
the company that you with.
Yeah, we sat all the way in the literal last row of the Mavericks stadium. We still had fun.
Who got you those tickets? Hasbro?
Shut up, man.
What did I get
I'm
you?
I'm just trying to make a point. We still had fun at the game despite not having the best seats.
Oh, man.
Still a good time.
Yeah.
It's about the company you bring and, you know.
Yeah, the vibes, man. How drunk you get, too. Drink responsibly. The new Halo season, whatever that means. Yo, how come you guys have like a 4-month gap?
Beats me. I'm not getting on that game for at least like a month.
Really?
Just in time for Toronto.
Is there a reason why you're not the one?
Wait. Let's say you have a month till Toronto.
You have a month off.
Do you think, let's say, if like, you know, can you get in like, you know, competing shape in 2 weeks?
3 weeks? Might be shooting pretty short.
I don't know if you could.
I'll definitely have my sense by then.
I don't know if you could on Vanguard.
I'll say that much.
Your sensitivity,
my sense will be good by then.
we can show them the spawns, man.
I mean,
show me spawns once.
Hopefully we have Ender back.
Yeah, of course. But in case we got to prepare, right? Yeah. Like as a team, we're going to be
crash
like
crash course.
We got to prepare. We're currently practicing with Proloot to see if that you know works out this weekend. But I think that as this is happening, right? For the record, today's May 10th. No,
well, not yet.
At this moment, we are not.
We're thinking though. That's the plan. So
potential.
Right now.
But what about
potential.
Jordan?
He's the only son.
Well, no, we like the Jordan thing. Just there's too many hours. It didn't work out. And the other thing is Jordan can't go to Toronto for
Osborne. And I want to make sure that people, like you said earlier, aren't taking it the wrong way. Like there's natural pacing issues. I'm not roasting Jordan in any way.
No one is. He's our teammate.
Because our search and destroy looked really fucking good. Like really good. And I think if we would have went last map against Thieves, we probably would have won that map.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. We just needed one respawn, and we couldn't get it.
That as well.
Anyway, so they're going to be trying something out. But my thought was, and Matt, obviously, like you tell me, right? Like he's out for 4 months, and you guys make the decision. I'm just talking for Optic, okay? As to what I, as the Greenwall member, would like to see.
Get to play in the six, man.
The only thing that's enticing me is for one, I get to play with Shotzi, and for two,
play in the six.
For two, it's like a win-win.
Yeah,
you know.
What do we chop liver? Get to play with Shotzi. What about Scump and Dashy?
I've done that before.
Yeah,
I've always done a little Shotzi.
So it's our team last year running back.
You'll love team with Ant.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm sure he will.
Look at him. You'll love teaming with Ann. He's like booked it now. Yeah, it's gonna be sick.
So,
No, I haven't booked anything. I think you'll get had absolutely horrendously the first couple.
I think realistically, if I wanted to play, I could text Seth like a really long text and be like, "All right, I'm about the shit."
I think the first week getting trick shot. I'm just gonna be watching your gameplay. Like, I'm like, "Listen, not trust. Do the shit every time."
You probably could do that, and I'd probably say yes.
All jokes aside.
Do you want to do it? Just tell him right now.
The way that I was thinking about it is like, all right, obviously he can't prepare for this weekend, so you'll play with whoever it is that you decide to try out.
Yeah, we have a match in 4 days.
While we're doing that, let's prepare for the worst, which is Illy obviously not being able to compete.
Can you believe that?
I think we just had the
Pro AM. We have a league match in 4 days, and we are unprepared.
Yeah.
We are not prepared.
Those are shambles.
I mean, well,
we're not prepared. I'm telling you, this might be like, I've never really had issues like this in my career, so I'm not gonna lie, this one's throwing me for a twirl. Like, it's not easy.
Yeah.
Like, and I feel for teams that have had to do this in the past, because like, obviously we want Ender back so much, and it sucks that, you know, he's going through what he's going through, but like, dude, it is not easy.
Yeah.
I think it just wasn't as easy just because like, obviously like, Ender to replace, like, as a player overall is, like, I don't know. He's like kind of one of a kind.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does it all, man.
So what I was saying,
and
hopefully I can finish what I was saying earlier this time around, was saying that while you try out whoever it is you're trying out, who has been playing Call of Duty since the beginning of the year, to play for this weekend, you download the game tonight. And you start tuning in.
Welcome back.
Just in case. Listen, just in case.
Just watch a mini-map for 10 minutes.
I feel like, yeah. I mean, I've watched this game enough. There's nothing special about this
game. What I am saying is this. Let's prepare for the worst. And think about it, right?
Like, I'll give you the main keys.
And you got to think about it from this perspective, the way that I was looking at it and the way that I was pitching it, okay?
But who's going to flex?
Hold on. As I was finishing, hold on.
Either one of you with a sub. I mean, Jesus.
Jesus.
I'll black out. I could black
go
out.
Go in first.
Go in first.
I could black out.
Have you seen him fucking be first entry in Valo? He fucking
wrecks. I could black out.
The fuck? I could jet first dash entry. I was with you up until you said Valo. He's not going in first in Valo.
What? That's cap.
That's cap with the sniper.
If someone pulled out my first blood, Maddie probably edited it. First bloods of last act.
Op main, op crutch.
Not opping.
Op crutch.
To finish it up, goddammit. To finish it up, right?
Wait, Matt actually was about to go look for it.
Yeah, he should.
And then he exited out.
Let him finish, guys.
He's like, let him finish because he's about to be tipped. You're not going to be playing with formal, like the, you know, where he's like, yeah, you know what? Fuck this game. I'm done with this
shit. You don't get the trolley formal.
You get fucking locked formal who has been fucking turning up in Halo and has found a newfound passion for competitiveness. And he gets to go and redo his, you know, his team. He gets to play with Shotzi, who you've always wanted to play with.
Do you want to play with Shotzi?
So you know he's going to fucking super try. He's not going to go in there and just be like, hey,
I got you, man. Hey, finesse, I'm on the way. That's me. I know you're finessing.
You're going to make him tweak.
No, I can't do that.
Because what I'm really going to say
is you might unlock him.
Shotzi gets to play with formal. You know what I mean? That's the other thing.
I'll be in the background just like,
we're
just
like half Halo, half God.
I'll be just getting all the benefits, all the awards.
We're like the Power Rangers.
The Power Rangers.
We all combine half Halo, half COD. We all just mix and match in a little pool of separate skills that we all have learned.
And you're nonstop comming, S tier comps. And I'm like, holy shit.
A walking UAV.
I'm just there in the back, just running the hill, like, oh my God.
You're like Siri giving me directions on how to get somewhere.
But what if we win the event?
I mean, that'd be typical.
It's in the cards. You know what I mean? It's you.
That would be typical.
Then you get to walk away saying,
yeah,
I'm cigar like, post.
See you at Orlando.
And yo,
like, oh my God, Orlando. He's back, switching everything. Yeah,
that's
oh my God.
Fucking typical. Yo, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, we're in the six, too. You know what I mean? Like, maybe Drizzy is like, saw that. He's like, that's so typical. Maybe he wants to hang out with us.
Oh, shit.
Possibility. It's in the cards.
Actually, not that far off.
It's the weekend there, too. It's an opportunity. That's all I wanted to say on that regard as to how I was thinking as a team owner, looking at the fact that we don't want Illy to continue to try to play, right? Because every single time he does, we want him to fully rest.
Yeah.
And like, you're extending how long your healing process is going to be. Get it taken care of now and sacrifice whatever weeks are going to be there, right? Because even then, like, we have to take into consideration that, like, let's say it takes 2 weeks. Like, when is Toronto? How many weeks from now?
A month.
Three.
3 weeks from now? Toronto's 3 weeks from now?
We have matches in 3 days. So we have week,
this
and then Toronto.
Stressing out, dog.
Yeah, I am. I'm fucking tweaking.
Yes.
We have week of matches, and then the next week
I think
is Toronto.
Seth is kind
of
over, like, tweaking right
I
now.
I think he's over tweaking.
I think he's over tweaking.
I will say, I don't think that.
Am I?
Look at him. He's over tweaking.
I don't think that Ilya's going to be able to play in Toronto, man. I don't think he's going to heal in time.
I mean,
he should have popped that shit 2 to 4 weeks ago, whenever the fuck.
Nah,
he's going to heal.
Because, like,
trust me. I mean, obviously, like, trust. I think he's going to be fine, but I was just making that for the podcast
title.
Well,
yeah, but them two over there are thinking worst case.
Yeah,
I have to. You have to. In every scenario in life, you have to think of both sides.
You're playing with shots.
I'm like, yeah, I guess I could fly.
You're like, wait a second.
And if we win,
trust me, you'll zap.
Can you imagine Twitter?
Don't worry about the gunny aspect.
I got to tip that, man. My God.
No, can you imagine your viewership tonight when you said, hey, I might have to play in Toronto, I have to get good at Call of Duty
today. Stream is live.
This podcast is live. You're just grinding ranked all night.
Oh my God, I hope I don't get that many donations.
What do you say were the attachments right now? This gun sucks. Yeah, well, are these streaks good?
And I'm like, oh my God, you're so fine.
All right, so YouTube. Wait, so did we end up knowing why there's a 4-month gap?
Yeah, 343 is just...
Or is it because Destiny wants you to play in Toronto?
Ooh.
Because think about it. In all other esports...
It could be a fate win.
It was meant to be that you always could have shot.
It could be a fate win.
Wait a second.
It could be a fate win.
I'm telling you, there's like, too many things lining up.
It's just in the stars.
There are a lot of things lining up. That's actually kind of crazy to think about.
Lining up too perfect.
Lots to think about.
All right. As we go towards the end of this podcast, I wanted to touch a little bit on a very cool feature that YouTube is doing, YouTube streaming, which is hosting, which is something that Twitter already had. But again, this is still YouTube taking their time in implementing all of the features that Twitch has at their own pacing. Look, once Fwiz departed from YouTube Gaming, I didn't know if the company was, like, just the company as a whole, not just YouTube, but Google as a whole, was going to be able to stand on its own feet. Okay?
He's that guy over there?
He was that guy, man.
He's typical as fuck.
You know what I'm saying?
Fwiz typical as fuck.
He was holding YouTube on his shoulders.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? By himself.
Damn.
So that's pretty cool that they're doing that. What is this number of people playing Call of Duty Mobile almost matches Warzone players on console plus PC? Hit on that. I want to see these numbers, Matt.
What?
I want to see these fucking crazy numbers.
Is Call of Mobile crazy? Or
I don't know.
It's like, where are the numbers, Matt?
I mean,
get to the numbers.
If you think about it,
what do you say? Remember?
Oh, yeah.
he's like on the beanbag. He hit the back.
You can just be like, you can be on a love snack, just Cheetos in. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, if you think about it, everyone has a phone.
A phone?
Yeah, everyone has a phone.
Is it free to download?
Everyone has a phone.
Everybody has a phone.
Wait, is it free to download?
So everybody has a Call of Mobile.
It's free to play.
Oh, that's
free. It's free to play, but you buy weapons and you buy skins.
Like, how bored do you have to be to download Call of Mobile? Not that bored.
No.
I feel like you could download just chilling.
Yeah, but like,
I played it before.
Have you played it before?
No.
Have you played it before?
No.
I've played it before.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm not talking during content. I'm talking about just like while you're taking a shit. I played it.
You've played COD Mobile while taking
when it first came out.
You're shit in finals.
Huh? He's looting Warzone.
I was playing with one hand. I was playing one hand. Like,
putting on plates.
Yo, I haven't played Warzone, but I did play multiplayer.
That's funny.
You could be mid shit.
Wait, where are the numbers, Matt? You could be give me the fucking numbers.
Yo, boys. I'll get
no.
You could be in the finals, literally mid shit, and then no one would know.
No, they're on stage. They're on stage.
But you could take a shit and still participate.
Well, you could do the same thing with traditional Call of Duty controller.
No, you couldn't.
You're literally sitting.
You could lobby
up on your monitor with you.
What, you could bring games case in the bathroom with a long ass extension
with the monitor
with an Ethernet.
Oh, from that perspective, I see what you're saying.
I could be on the Wi-Fi. I'm still
in the bathroom.
The
your game is starting.
Boys.
Game is starting.
Yeah, I'm like,
good to go.
Can you play with that?
I'm like, I need TP. One's in the back, by the way.
Can you play mobile? Can you play mobile Call of Duty with a backbone that Courage owns?
Is that the scuff?
Is it like an attachment?
Yeah,
it's an attachment. Like it comes from both sides. It's owned by Mr. Beast.
The scuff for the.
But I know the Courage has ownership in it too. So go buy one. Make some money for Courage. I know he needs it.
Wait, so if you're like on an iPhone 12, do you have a bigger advantage than someone on an iPhone 8? You have a bigger screen. You know,
he wants 2 years.
That's a good question.
There it is.
You're playing on a 22-inch ViewSonic.
It's like a 2080 Ti versus that's kind of 1080 Ti.
Yeah, look at that thing. It's fucking vibey.
I actually.
You're gonna. There's one. They sent us a bunch. There's like three up there.
No, I think I saw someone playing with that on the plane yesterday.
Yeah. If I could play...
And I was fucking all up in his shit. I was like, what you playing?
Wait, yeah. Some random dude?
Yeah, he's just sitting
what
next
if
to
had,
me.
He had like Seth's in-game character on.
Yeah.
And it was you. And then he just turns to you and he's like,
yo, you know, we should hit up our boy. What's his name? What's his name, Matt? The guy that got his skin?
Oh, I know you're talking about.
No, Greg? What's it, Greg?
Mobile guy.
Greg. The mobile guy.
It was a mobile guy.
He the mobile Call of Duty guy.
He had a skin in game. We talked about it.
Is it fur?
Maybe fur.
Yeah, it is fur, right? We should hit him up and see, like, yo.
Wait, fur, like they're from CS?
No, no, no.
Do they get sales for that, you think?
Yeah,
they have to, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Well, or at least a one time.
Huh? It's like him in game.
Must be nice.
You know, he's got to get a royalty or something.
Yeah, that must be right.
Yeah.
They literally flew him out and put him in that, those little, like, you know, those green dots they put on like Marvel people when they film?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's what they put on him.
Is this checkoutable?
You get fucking.
No, you're good. Whatever makes you more comfortable. So yeah, I don't know.
That's insane, though.
I want to be clear on something. Everyone here respects the Call of Duty mobile community.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We're just making jokes. Yeah, we do respect it. There's a lot of people that play Call of Duty Mobile.
Yeah. I just want to make it clear because people, I swear, like,
there's no way people took that disrespectfully.
No.
You can play the game while taking a shit.
Some people would.
It's just facts.
It's honestly
literally factual information.
If anything, it's a plus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's.
We're talking out of jealousy, if anything.
It's
I want to be able to shoot bots, like, while, like.
Hey, look, you know, one of us is in the game.
And four of us aren't.
And I've been playing it since Call of Duty 2, okay? Blood, sweat, and tears into this thing.
And they're playing Fire Range.
F1 Miami happens. That's really, really dope.
They got high rise.
F1 Miami happened.
I got Boke.
So I went to a place.
Yeah, they got high rise in Scrapyard. Meanwhile, I'm on Berlin.
Yeah.
Wait, that doesn't look that bad.
Yeah,
Berlin's not that bad.
Yeah, man.
Just
you should have said, like,
just
Tuscan.
No, I said both.
No,
Tuscan's a good map.
Berlin's good, and Tuscan is good.
I like every map except for Desert Siege.
Oh, yeah, that map looks like shit.
Desert Siege?
I like Desert Siege for S&D.
Because he snipes.
Do you like it?
You know,
do you love it?
You love it? You can't see characters on it. They all blend the fuck in.
Mm-hmm. You can't see it, but somebody... With my eyesight, I wasn't a good sniper because of my aim.
I love Siege. I love Vanguard too.
Huh? 2020 vision.
Yeah, 2020 vision and 2022.
Woo!
You know what I mean, I
like that.
EA and FIFA end the partnership. Okay, give me more on that. That is fucking crazy. What? How? Why would EA get rid of FIFA when FIFA is all about digital cards and NFTs? Is EA not thinking about Web3 at all? Despite the name change, it'll be DNA the FIFA esports, EA Sports FC.
What's Web3?
Yeah, what the fuck is Web3?
Okay, so Web1.
Oh, here we go.
Web one. Really quickly.
We do this once every
really podcast. Quickly. Website 1 was the information age of the internet. Originally, it was an encyclopedia. You went there to find yellow pages, to see whose numbers were into that.
Web 2,
social media, entertainment.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Think about the amount of people
actually makes sense
that have been able to make a living off of that. Web 3 is going to be an advancement of each iteration of that, so it's going to be better.
Mm.
And it's going to be more
interactive.
We're talking AR, talking VR, we're talking metaverse. Okay so that's what
was Web 2 a good or bad thing for the world?
Good thing. Great thing.
The age of the information, Seth.
It's the information.
Web 1 was information. Web 2 is
user created information, which obviously has its holes. Obviously, you know, we can get into the Russians trying to infiltrate our election. You know,
okay, anyways. Okay. Think about the difference between like
that's what I was saying from user created information is what I was going where I was going.
Think about like AOL. Remember being on like AIM?
Oh, I remember.
Remember that day? And then look at it now. It's like you can video chat. It's like the amount of like steps we've made, like in like progression, is crazy. Yeah.
So think about how much better it's going to be for Web 3.
That's kind of crazy to think
about. The way that I explained it in a NFT podcast.
You think Web 2 was only a good thing?
No, obviously everything has its bads for sure, but the good outweighed the bad in my opinion. You know what I mean? Now if you have a big enough following and you believe in something so much that you can say, guys, please go to the website that I've listed down below, click on it, put your name on it, it fills out the information, ask your senator to legalize marijuana. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That is the sort of influence that you have in this day and age. People like us, people like me specifically, right? A Texas-born immigrant, because I spent the majority of my childhood in Mexico, get to come here and without any college education, make a life for himself that he would have never imagined.
Okay, fair enough.
Web3, now we're talking something else. But what I was saying originally, where I was going with that, is that imagine If the weapon that, imagine if this M40A rifle that I used with a digital camo in Call of Duty 4, I could use from Call of Duty 4 all the way through every single iteration of Call of Duty all the way to today, and I could transfer that to you, or I can transfer that to anyone. That NFT is now valuable, right? That's because you pay $10 for a new CDL skin, right? That's nothing tangible about it. You're using it only to use it in the Call of Duty metaverse. So that's what I'm saying. Like that. Imagine if you and imagine if once I sold this. And it had, like, call it a $10,000 price for this digital thing that some dude that's a fan of mine, for whatever reason, is now using it. And then he's like, I die tragically fighting a bear. Okay. But then he's like, yo, I got this hex thing. I'm strapped for cash. Bid for it. Okay. Somebody sells it for $1 million. I get 10% of that because that's in the contract going forward. And my family gets that, obviously, because of the estate. But then the other guy that bought it for $1 million sells it for 10. I still get 10% of that 10 always and forever. That's like it's good for creators.
It's good. It's a good thing. Yeah, you kind of lost me at the end there, but it's a good thing.
You lost me a while ago.
It's a good
thing. Yeah,
definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
I don't understand that stuff.
So, Formal's hat, right? Very popular.
I don't understand that stuff.
Formal's hat, very popular. Bought it for 20. He sells it to me for 100 because it's Formal's. It's autographed. Okay, I'm like, I have this collectible right here. He and I had a contract that if I sell it again, I'm gonna pay him 10% of the sale. So I sell it to you because you're a bigger Formal fan, and you're gonna give me $1,000. I give it to you. I get the 1,000. I give him 10% of that 1,000.
I'm making shit no matter what.
Yeah.
Every
and then
time.
You sell it for 20 million. You get 10%.
I still get 10%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So okay. The originator was, that's the beauty
of
it.
Yeah, I've been thinking
about
making like an Amazon business or some shit. So, like,
dude,
I don't even
TikTok
know.
Got you. I got you.
Let's make one.
I study all it. We should make it, but we should do it on video so that people can learn from it.
Let's make one.
Yeah, so again, I have to read on this EA FIFA stuff on my own. I don't want to go through it right now, but this sounds so weird of a move. If anything, like EA should have acquired.
I feel like those two go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Kind of need each other, don't they?
I'm going to be honest. I thought forever and always that FIFA was owned by EA Sports.
Me too. So like, what is FIFA going to be made by now?
Yeah. I don't know.
Who makes the game? Like Ubisoft?
No, EA.
EA makes it?
Yeah, EA.
So what are they going to do? FIFA.
Hit up 2K.
They're going to start.
Some great
songs
came from FIFA.
Yeah, they're going to start.
They have good like menu songs.
If you go to the NBA, it's as simple as this, right? FIFA said, all right, this video game is no longer, you can no longer use FIFA, the football association. Now they go to every single soccer team owner and they say, hey, everybody pull in $1 billion. Let's create a developer that will create FIFA and we'll just make the money back super quick because people are buying packs, people are buying whatever. And
are they able to sell those? Like what you get out of a pack, can you sell that to someone?
That I don't know.
Probably
can
sell
you
the account.
Like Castro, for example, our friend
it's
Castro.
Like CS, you can just sell your account if you have skins.
Oh, that's it.
Is that what people do nowadays?
I mean, you can, but
terms of service says you cannot.
Because Steam doesn't allow that anymore, right? Like Steam trades.
But imagine,
I'm going to jail.
No, but the reason that you can is because they can't get paid. But if it's Activision and Activision is making money on the $2 that I spent on my rifle in Call of Duty 4, and every single time that I've sold it, they're making their 10%. Like they wouldn't give a fuck.
Yeah,
they want that economy to be in there.
Okay,
so.
Interesting.
Yeah. Think about that job that Fwiz had at Google. It wasn't just a job. He was the head of gaming and AR/VR. And he left Google.
To go where?
Polygon Studios.
What is that?
It's Web3.
So like next gen of shit.
Next gen of shit.
So Web3, or what's it called? Polygon?
Yeah, Polygon Studios.
That could be like a new Google.
Well, Polygon is Polygon, and then under Polygon is Polygon Studios. And he's the CEO of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's not, again, you know, it's doing his thing, so shout out to my boy.
Yeah, get some like optic shit in there, Fwiz. Get some like optic.
Oh, he will. He knows.
Shit.
He knows his. He knows where he came from. That boy never forgets. All right, everybody, that's gonna do it for this episode of the podcast, episode number 75. We appreciate you guys stopping by. We'll see you guys next time.
Yeah.
Peace out.